For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 977 833 434.
Each taxpayer is required to give evidence of economic activities or business transactions, such as books, records, or invoices, as required by law, and submit or present the data or documentation required by the Zambia Revenue Authority accurately and timely in accordance with the tax laws.
One Love Radio, life-changing, inspiring radio.
We are taxpayer-focused. We act with integrity. We are professional. We are innovative, and we network. Together, we are building a better Zambia.
causes it makes me wish I could fade away. If they knew what you knew, they'd probably shun me. I'm surprised you know it all and you love me. I know I'll break your heart. Body of death, give me rest. If my heart stops, then it don't hurt no more. Can't get worse no more. Can't pursue all these desires, it ain't cursed no more. No more lies about my worth no more. I understand the thoughts of suicide that do reside, but when I stop and think about my family, I feel new inside. I promise I would die a thousand deaths before I cause them any pain, but somehow I end up killing everything. I cry for you. If you feel it dark, twisted, heart-wrenching, hate to see your own reflection, praying for an intervention, feeling guilt and feeling shame. I just call on Jesus' name, praying daily, can you take away this pain, take the thorn away, still it remains. I feel the same, I know that I'm healed, but still feeling the same. Satan would love to see me give up and throw up my hands. He say I'm guilty, but you say I'm clean.
Welcome to the Millennial Roundtable right here on One Love Radio with me, your host, J.O. I'll be with you from now all the way up to 19:30. I'm super, super excited to be here. It's Tuesday, the 24th of March, 2026. Every Tuesdays, we're always here in studio on the Millennial Roundtable. Just in case you're wondering, it's your first time tuning in to One Love Radio at this particular time, at this particular day, and you're wondering what's going on. So my name is J.O., and I'll be with you from now all the way up to 19:30. The Millennial Roundtable is basically a very big table. It's a very, very, very big table. As long as you're tuned in, you're part of the table, regardless of where you're from, regardless of your doctrine, regardless of your congregation, regardless, even if you don't go to church, as long as you're tuning in right now, you are part of the Millennial Roundtable. The Millennial Roundtable comes from the Bible. The Bible tells us that we need to renew our minds every now and then. So actually, it's a daily thing to renew our minds, but obviously, you know, due to us being busy with some other things, so we get to meet here every Tuesdays, just, you know, to renew our minds. Each and every week, I bring in a guest to just help us, you know, with the spiritual growth or with the spiritual work. Paul says,